Hi, I'm Pat, and today I'm reading from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? You can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink, and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, you know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. For the second time in our readings from Mark, the disciples were vying for high places in the kingdom, with James and John asking Jesus to give them positions of importance. Again, Jesus taught them about the difference between earthly or worldly kingdoms and the kingdom of God. It's always good to be reminded that the disciples, just like us, found it hard to take in and to live by this new way. They had Jesus to patiently explain again. We have the Holy Spirit to help us. While the world works on the principle of power and who comes first, and on who you know, God's kingdom is based on love, service, and regarding others as more important than yourself. Jesus demonstrated it as beautifully described by Paul in Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. And he encourages us to follow him, seek first the kingdom, and demonstrate kingdom culture, a culture of faith, hope, and loving service. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing demonstration of your kingdom, and thank you that you give us the power to live as you did. Lord, help us to learn to follow you. Help us to seek your ways, to always seek your kingdom first, Lord, and to demonstrate your kingdom in our lives. Amen.